Cattle futures extended gains on Thursday. USDA projected fewer corn acres than expected. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 29th of March. Cattle futures gained Thursday, recovering more of their early week losses as traders positioned for the end of the week and quarter and ahead of a long weekend. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.49 higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 89 cents higher, except for 30 cents lower in expiring March. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was moderate on moderate demand in the Texas Panhandle through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. FOB live prices were $2 lower at $186 hundredweight. A day earlier, FOB live prices were $3 lower in Kansas at $185. Elsewhere, trade was slow on light demand with too few transactions to trend. Last week, FOB live prices were $190 in Nebraska and $190 to $191 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress delivered prices were $302. Choice box beef cutout value was 22 cents lower Thursday afternoon at $308.36 hundredweight. Select was $2.74 higher at $301.17. Beef exports also provided some support. Net U.S. beef export sales of 12,700 metric tons for 2024 were 15% more than the previous week and 4% more than the prior four-week average, according to USDA's weekly U.S. export sales report for the week ending March 21st. Increases were primarily for South Korea, Japan, China, Mexico, and Taiwan. Turning to row crops, corn futures climbed higher on Thursday, up mostly 10 to 15 cents, fueled by USDA's prospective plantings report. More about that report momentarily. Kansas City wheat futures closed mostly 4 to 5 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mixed from a penny lower to 3 cents higher through Jan of 25, and then mostly 8 to 10 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the trendable weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold mostly $5 to $10 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, where there were 2,713 head. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold steady to $6 lower. Heifers sold mostly $5 to $10 lower. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, steers weighing 900 to 1,000 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold steady to a dollar higher. Higher undertones were noted for lighter heifers. There are 2,187 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers weighing 550 to 1,000 pounds sold $4 to $7 lower at Winter Livestock in Pratt, Kansas, with 2,061 head on offer. The exception was three loads of fancy steers weighing 800 to 875 that traded steady to $4 higher. Lower undertones were noted for heifers. Remember, if you're looking for a weekly market summary and highlights, check out the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed little change Thursday as investors wrapped up the trading week and quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 47 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 5 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 20 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $1.17 to $1.89 higher through the front six contracts. USDA's prospective plantings report surprised some, with estimated corn acres this year projected at 90 million acres, about 2 million acres less than expectations. That figure would be 4.6 million acres less than last year, or 4.9% less. Corn stocks March 1st were estimated to be 8.4 billion bushels, which was 950.1 million bushels more than a year earlier, or 12.9% more. That's according to the latest Grain Stocks report. Of the total stocks, 5.1 billion bushels were stored on farms, which was up 24% from a year earlier. Projected off-farm stocks of 3.3 billion bushels were down 1% from a year ago. As for soybeans, acres were projected at 86.5 million acres, which would be 2.9 million acres more than last year, or 3.5% more. Soybean stocks were estimated at 1.8 billion bushels, up 158.4 million bushels, or 9.4% more from a year earlier. Soybean stocks stored on farms were estimated at 933 million bushels, up 24% from a year ago. Off-farm stocks of 912 million bushels were 3% less than last March. Next, all wheat acres were projected at 47.5 million acres, which was 2.1 million acres less than last year, or 4.2% less for comparable states. The projected 2024 winter wheat planted area of 34.1 million acres was 7% less than last year and 1% less than the previous estimate for comparable states. Wheat stocks were estimated at 1.1 billion bushels, which was 146.2 million bushels more than a year earlier, or 15.5% more. On-farm stocks were estimated at 272 million bushels, up 20% from last March. Off-farm stocks of 816 million bushels were 14% more than a year ago. Finally, all hay acres were projected to be 1.3 million acres less than last year, or 2.4% less. That's your cattle current market update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 29th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.